adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jim, heading for the Orient, discovered the spy, Hacker O'Neill, in the act of using a flashlight to signal from the blacked-out steamer Albatross to a submarine not far from the Atlantic end of the Panama Canal. He dragged the spy before the captain, and while they were questioning him, a tremendous explosion fairly lifted the ship from the ocean, and when it fell back, there was a decided list to one side. The sub's torpedo had done its deadly work with great efficiency. All of the passengers were transferred to the lifeboats, but the Sea Tiger wanted no trace of the ship or its passengers and crew ever to be found, for they shelled and machine-gunned them till every last boat was left in a sinking condition. The morning sun found Jim and one member of the crew the only survivors. But a few minutes later, the sailors slipped away from the wrecked spar.
Curtis! 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 Oh, it's no use. It was done in. Something pulled him under. Water wouldn't turn red for no reason. Good heavens! Sharks! Oh, the poor fellow. Oh, and the dirty rats on that sub did a complete job, all right. Seems like he and I were the only ones lucky enough to survive this long. Now there's only me left. Well, if I ever get to land, I'll fight those devils as long as I'm able to draw breath.
Good morning, Captain Burns.
Good morning, sir. You ready to take over?
Ready, willing, and able, sir.
Well, now let me take an informal look at you. Yes, I think you've passed muster. A bit young, perhaps. How long are you out?
Last year, sir.
Of course, you know how long ago your father and I left the academy.
Yes, sir. And I've heard him often tell stories of the first year on duty with yourself.
Seems like only a few years ago when we were ensigns together. A couple of young, smart alecks, too. But your dad had what it takes. He was always an officer and a gentleman. I'm proud that he's my admiral.
Seems to me, sir, there was not much to choose between you, sir. I'm just as proud to serve under your command.
Oh, come now. This is degenerating into a mutual admiration society. But tell me about yourself. Ever done a trick on a destroyer before?
No, sir, except for basic training. This is my first assignment.
Well, you might get to like it. But if you do, it'll be in spite of your better judgment.
I'm sure I'll like it, sir.
She's got a backbone of rubber. Can outwiggle a hula dancer. Do an Irish jig and a cakewalk in seas 40 feet high.
Sounds interesting, sir.
Interesting. When we get some weather, you won't be dry for maybe a week. Not much food, but hardtack and lukewarm coffee. And you get half of that down your neck. Now, does that sound interesting?
You seem to thrive on it, sir. Must have some compensation.
Well, I see you don't fool easily, do you, lad? Yes, it has compensations. It'll outrun anything that floats and can deal with pig boats as a terrier does with rats. Yes, I love this tub. I never want to leave it except to retire. And that happens next year.
Well, you'll have company, sir. Dad's due at the same time.
I suppose it should be that way. We old codgers move on and let you youngsters have a chance to see what you can do. By the way, I'd like to stand the first few minutes of your watch with you. I know the signs of odd bits of wreckage. Not much to go on, but it might lead to something.
I'd be delighted, sir, to have you.
Thanks.
What kind of wreckage did you see, sir?
Oh, only scraps, wood, bits of cloth. But they have a new look about them. Haven't been in the water long enough to get that aged look that the sea gives to everything. Ships, men, wreckage, everything.
I think I understand, but I don't see any such flotsam around us now, sir.
I told you there wasn't much to go on, only the barest of scraps. Plus the fact that Sparks reported that he received the letter S all alone on the commercial ship band last night.
Well, that's strange, sir.
Yes. He tried for an hour to raise someone on that same wavelength, but no answer of any kind.
And now this trace of fresh wreckage sounds like a sub might be in the vicinity.
Perhaps, but none have dared our patrols this far west up to now.
Well, just before I left for this cruise, we heard about a secret base that was discovered and destroyed. And it was well inside the Caribbean.
Yes, I had that report, too, in the form of alert number 3. There might be a stray from that pack who's more daring than the rest.
You mean, sir, we might meet up with it soon?
You're just itching for action, aren't you? Yes, it's working this area. We have a good chance of meeting up with it. Just as good as the next fellow. Well, I think I'll go below. Now, when you finish this trick, come to my quarters. Eh?
Yes, sir. Hello, Ensign Foley speaking.
Look out, sir. There's some strange objects about 4 points off the starboard bow, sir. Could we change course for a few minutes to get a better look?
Certainly. 4 points, you say?
Yes, sir.
4 it is. Keep a sharp eye on it.
Aye, sir.
What's up?
Lookout reports something floating. He wants a slight change in course to get a better look.
Try your glasses on it.
I've picked it up, sir.
Good.
But it seems to be part of a big spar, sir. Wait a minute, there's a funny bump on it.
Let me look. Mr. Foley, I'd hustle over to get a closer look at that as soon as possible.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's a man, all right. Break out a boat. We'll pick him up.
Boat station 3, launch and pick up shipwreck survivor.
Well, there's your answer about the submarine. By all the signs, that man is from a recently torpedoed ship.
And you were right about that wreckage, sir.
Well, Dr. Evans, what have we been able to do for him?
All we could, sir. I hope it'll prove to be enough.
What shape is he in?
Bad, sir. Very bad case of submersion. He'd been in the water a minimum of 3 days, but there's a surprising heart action.
Oh? Well, what do you mean?
It's very strong and improving every minute. Really, I don't understand it.
It doesn't surprise you that a human being is tenacious of life, does it?
Oh, no, not that, but this one seemed to have been unconscious for almost 24 hours before we picked him up. From his condition, should have been dead of thirst, if not of exposure.
When do you think he'd come to, Doctor?
At the rate he's going, I'd say another hour. Should see him almost wide awake.
All right. If he's ready to talk before then, call me. I'd like to get his story as soon as possible. No identification, eh?
No, Captain. Just a bunch of keys and a few American coins. Not even a scrap of paper.
Well?
Dr. Evans wants you to step down to the sick bay. That waterlogged fellow we picked up shows signs of rousing, sir.
Good. You want to come along while we get his story?
I'd love to, sir.
He's a pretty tough customer, whoever he is. Dr. Evans didn't think at first that he'd ever regain consciousness.
Well, sir, now he definitely seems to be on the mend. He'll need rest for a few days, but that's about all.
Captain.
Hello, Doctor.
Foley. This way, gentlemen. I have a modern miracle to report. Look.
Say, that fellow looks normal. He was a drowned rat when I saw him last.
Mr. Bradley, you're a rescuer. Lieutenant Commander Burns and Ensign Foley.
How do you do?
Gentlemen, I've never been more delighted to meet anyone.
You feel strong enough to talk for a few minutes?
Just as long as you'll listen.
There's only a few questions for now. First, what happened?
Steamship Albatross in Puerto Rico. Bound for Singapore. Torpedoed by Hexa submarine.
Torpedoed?
How do you know?
We had a spy aboard. I caught him signaling from our ship, which was traveling blacked out, and I just turned him into the captain when the torpedo struck. Our ship lasted only about 12 minutes. Could only use the port boats. The lift was too great to even launch rafts from the starboard.
Well, how did you get so far away from the boats?
Well, none left afloat. Dirty pirates shelled every lifeboat at point-blank range and used machine guns. Guess I got away because I wasn't even on a boat. There was another chap and myself tied to that spar, but shark got him 2 days ago.
Ah, they're human, sir.
I know, but don't worry. We'll find them all in time and teach them it doesn't pay.
And say, I hope you'll leave a few for me. There's only one thing I want to do. Get well fast now. Take a crack at those enemies. Not only of our country, but of all mankind.
I think you'll get all the chance you want, son, and soon.
Thank you, Captain. Would you notify Colonel Barrett, Army Intelligence, Puerto Rico, that I'm safe and ready to take up any assignment he's willing to give me? Sign it, Jim Bradley.
Colonel Barrett, G2 Army, Jim Bradley. Say, do they ever call you Jungle Jim?
Well, yes, some of my friends do.
Well, let me shake your hand, sir.
Well, Captain
Burns, this is the man who found the submarine base on Thorson's Island.
Well.
Pulled it down over their ears.
I've heard of it.
I never expected to meet you here, of all places. Boy, are we lucky.
But I'd say that I'm the lucky one. Never expected to put my foot on solid earth again.
Well, now, suppose we let this man get some rest and send the message for him. Doctor, may we have hourly bulletins on our patient?
I'd be delighted, sir. Well,
goodbye, Jim Bradley.
Goodbye, Jim.
Thanks, Captain.
Goodbye, Captain.
Come in.
They're in for trouble with the crew, Captain.
What kind of trouble? What do they want?
It's the inaction, her Captain. They feel sure we'll be found out and bombed if we stay so close to the spot where the Albatross went down.
Who is responsible for the ship? The crew or me, Herr Lieutenant?
What? You, her Captain.
Then it is I who will give the orders. And those Schweinhund, they can obey them. Tell them that. And anyone who does not want to obey, send them to me. There is still a lot of discipline left in my Luger pistol. Well, what are you waiting for? Come, speak up. What is it?
But maybe the men are right, sir. Maybe it is dangerous to stay too near.
You too? Do you realize this is mutiny?
Couldn't we move, say, 50 miles or so?
No, not one inch to here. You dumb hider. Now get out of here. Go back to that crew. Tell them to line up for inspection. Any man who puts a look on his face I don't like, he will be shot. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler, Herr Captain.
Destroyer to starboard. U.S. Navy. Class 1.
Ah, you hear that, Lieutenant? Now to you and your bunch of dunderheads know why I waited here.
Yeah.
That sinking was bait for bigger fish. Man the forward torpedo tube.
Yeah, Herr Captain.
And even you wanted to move. Now maybe you'll learn something about patience.
French. 2,400 yards. 16.
2,400.
37.
37.
Well, how is the patient this afternoon?
Tip-top, Captain. I'm only sorry I can't stay here in bed for a week. I actually took that cruise for a rest.
Well, you'll stay here just as long as it's necessary to bring you into the real pink of condition.
Torpedo 2 points off the port bow. Torpedo 2 points off the port bow.
Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now, a very special announcement. Listen closely, will you? Avenge Pearl Harbor, Manila, and Wake Island. Here is how you can do your part to strike a vigorous blow at our treacherous enemies. Join the campaign to buy a bomber. To have a part in this stirring effort for your country, put your contributions, no matter how large or small, in an envelope and mail it at once to the Buy a Bomber Fund in care of the Sunday newspaper that brings you your Comic Weekly. Join the hundreds of thousands of patriotic citizens who have started a flood of dimes and dollars to buy a bomber and avenge Pearl Harbor, Manila, and Wake Island. Do your bit today. Remember, an average of only a few dimes from each reader will raise the $300,000 necessary to buy a bomber for Uncle Sam. Send your contributions, large or small, to the Buy a Bomber Fund in care of your Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly.